英语科听力部分，该部分分为第一、第二两节。注意，回答听力部分时，请先将答案标在试卷上。听力部分结束前，你将有两分钟的时间将你的答案转图到答题卡上。听力考试正式开始，请看听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面五段录音，每段录音后有一个小题。从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段录音后，你都有10秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段录音播放两遍。现在你有5秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。听下面的录音，回答第一小题。
Mila, would you like my reference books in exchange for your unused table tennis bat?
Oh, I already exchanged it for a lamp last week.
Mila, would you like my reference books in exchange for your unused table tennis bat?
Oh, I already exchanged it for a lamp last week.
听下面的录音，回答第二小题。
How about going to the city center for that basketball game? We can take the train on Friday after work.
Then we can explore the downtown market on Saturday after the game. It should be perfect timing since the game will be in the afternoon.
How about going to the city center for that basketball game? We can take the train on Friday after work.
Then we can explore the downtown market on Saturday after the game. It should be perfect timing since the game will be in the afternoon.
听下面的录音，回答第三小题。
Mr. James, let's test the website.
Sure.The pages load quickly, and the menus are clearly labeled. It would be even better if you could add some product pictures to the home page.
Mr. James, let's test the website.
Sure. The pages load quickly, and the menus are clearly labeled. It would be even better if you could add some product pictures to the home page.
听下面的录音，回答第四小题。
How about the dessert?
It looks appealing, but it's a bit tasteless. I can barely taste any sweetness.
How about the dessert?
It looks appealing, but it's a bit tasteless. I can barely taste any sweetness.
听下面的录音，回答第五小题。
Honey, how should we set up the area behind the house?
Maybe a swing for the kids to play on? And since your mom is good with plants, we can also add a small garden space.
That sounds perfect. Honey, how should we set up the area behind the house?
Maybe a swing for the kids to play on? And since your mom is good with plants,We can also add a small garden space.
That sounds perfect.
第一节到此结束。第二节，听下面五段录音，每段录音后有几个小题。从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段录音前，你将有时间阅读各个小题。每小题五秒钟，听完后，每小题都有五秒钟的作答时间，每段录音播放两遍。听下面的录音，回答第六和第七小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Hey, are you ready for the kite festival this weekend?
Yeah, I've been working on a kite all week. I'm making a dragon kite. Dragons are a symbol of power and good luck, and I think it'll look amazing in the sky.
I'm making a butterfly kite. Butterflies represent transformation and freedom, and I love their different colors. Plus, they're easy to fly.
Oh, I heard that Lily originally planned to make a butterfly-shaped kite. But she changed her mind when she saw a rabbit in the zoo. Anyway, I can't wait to see them fly together.
Hey, are you ready for the kite festival this weekend?
Yeah, I've been working on a kite all week. I'm making a dragon kite. Dragons are a symbol of power and good luck, and I think it'll look amazing in the sky.
I'm making a butterfly kite. Butterflies represent transformation and freedom, and I love their different colors. Plus, they're easy to fly.
Oh, I heard that Lily originally planned to make a butterfly-shaped kite. But she changed her mind when she saw a rabbit in the zoo. Anyway, I can't wait to see them fly together. Have you heard about cleaning drones replacing Spider-Man for skyscraper cleaning?
Really? How efficient are they?
They're amazing. It takes a drone only 40 minutes to clear an area, which can take a human half a day. It's 20 times faster and 10 to 20% cheaper.
What about safety?
Much safer.
Does this mean job losses for cleaners?
Actually, new jobs are created. Drone pilots, safety supervisors. Former cleaners can retrain with 10 to 15 days of theory and 1 to 3 months of practice to become certified pilots. Have you heard about cleaning drones replacing Spider-Man for skyscraper cleaning?
Really? How efficient are they?
They're amazing. It takes a drone only 40 minutes to clear an area, which can take a human half a day. It's 20 times faster and 10 to 20% cheaper.
What about safety?
Much safer.
Does this mean job losses for cleaners?
Actually, new jobs are created. Drone pilots, safety supervisors. Former cleaners can retrain with 10 to 15 days of theory and 1 to 3 months of practice to become certified pilots.
听下面的录音，回答第十至第十二，三个小题。现在，你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Hey Lisa, I've been trying to lose weight recently. But I'm not sure where to start. Do you have any tips? I heard you successfully lost 10 pounds last month.
Oh, hi Tom. Yeah, I did it by focusing on a balanced diet and regular exercise.
That sounds great. What did you do to stay motivated?
Well, I kept a food diary and set small goals. For example, I aimed to walk 10,000 steps daily and avoid fried foods. My friend Emily, who's a nutritionist, gave me some recipes. Why don't you try that?
Thanks, Lisa. I'll give it a shot. Maybe we can meet at the park this weekend for a walk and discuss more.
Sure, that'd be perfect.
Hey, Lisa, I've been trying to lose weight recently, but I'm not sure where to start. Do you have any tips? I heard you successfully lost 10 pounds last month.
Oh, hi Tom. Yeah, I did it by focusing on a balanced diet and regular exercise.
That sounds great. What did you do to stay motivated?
Well, I kept a food diary and set small goals. For example, I aimed to walk 10,000 steps daily and avoid fried foods. My friend Emily, who's a nutritionist, gave me some recipes. Why don't you try that?
Thanks, Lisa. I'll give it a shot. Maybe we can meet at the park this weekend for a walk and discuss more.
Sure, that'd be perfect.
听下面的录音，回答第十三至第十六，四个小题。现在，你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
I'm planning to start a program at our community school to raise awareness about the challenges birds face due to human activities. Would you like to join?
That sounds meaningful. Where did you get the idea?
From Professor Brent's newly published article. He explained how light pollution affects birds. In brightly lit areas, birds began singing an average of 18 minutes early. At night, they sang for an extra 32 minutes on average.
I read it as well. He also found that birds with larger eyes compared to their body size were more affected.
Yes, that's really worrying. I intend to invite Professor Brent to give a speech for the program. Any other ideas?
How about organizing a learning trip to Bird Island in Shenyang? It's a great spot for observing birds. Students could bring a bird book and a camera to record what they see.
Good. We could host a contest to select the best photograph. When do you think we should schedule the trip?
How about setting it on the second Saturday of May? It is World Migratory Bird Day at this time of year.
Great idea. That gives us 2 months to get the principal's approval. I'm planning to start a program at our community school to raise awareness about the challenges birds face due to human activities. Would you like to join?
That sounds meaningful. Where did you get the idea?
From Professor Brent's newly published article. He explained how light pollution affects birds. In brightly lit areas, birds began singing an average of 18 minutes early. At night, they sang for an extra 32 minutes on average.
I read it as well. He also found that birds with larger eyes compared to their body size were more affected.
Yes, that's really worrying. I intend to invite Professor Brent to give a speech for the program. Any other ideas?
How about organizing a learning trip to Bird Island in Shenyang? It's a great spot for observing birds. Students could bring a bird book and a camera to record what they see.
Good. We could host a contest to select the best photograph. When do you think we should schedule the trip?
How about setting it on the second Saturday of May? It is World Migratory Bird Day at this time of year.
Great idea. That gives us 2 months to get the principal's approval.
听下面的录音，回答第十七至第二十，四个小题。现在，你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
In the 1980s, in the early years of China's reform and opening up, Bart de Sain, then a young student in Belgium, got to know the term and became deeply interested in Hick was still in the West, a mysterious Oriental land. At that time, in Belgium, a handful of curious students were discovering China not through internet videos or immersive exchange programs, but through heavy textbooks. De Sain recalled with a smile what it was like to embark on Chinese studies at that time. In the early 1980s, learning Chinese was very much the study of a book language. When he was asked why he chose to go to Liaoning University instead of Beijing or Shanghai, he replied that since fewer people there spoke foreign languages, he would be forced to speak only Chinese. After returning from China, De Sain continued his academic career and obtained a PhD in 1994. His thesis marked the beginning of a lifelong scholarly journey into Chinese philosophy. Initially, he focused on Buddhist philosophy, but his curiosity soon drew him into the interwoven traditions of Confucianism, Neo-Confucianism. In the 1980s, in the early years of China's reform and opening up, Bart de Sain, then a young student in Belgium, got to know the term and became deeply interested in Hick was still in the West, a mysterious Oriental land. At that time, in Belgium, a handful of curious students were discovering China not through internet videos or immersive exchange programs, but through heavy textbooks. De Sain recalled with a smile what it was like to embark on Chinese studies at that time. In the early 1980s, learning Chinese was very much the study of a book language. When he was asked why he chose to go to Liaoning University instead of Beijing or Shanghai, he replied that since fewer people there spoke foreign languages, he would be forced to speak only Chinese. After returning from China, De Sain continued his academic career and obtained a PhD in 1994. His thesis marked the beginning of a lifelong scholarly journey into Chinese philosophy. Initially, he focused on Buddhist philosophy, but his curiosity soon drew him into the interwoven traditions of Confucianism, Neo-Confucianism.
第二节到此结束，现在你有2分钟的时间，将试卷上的答案转涂到答题卡上。 听力部分到此结束。